Joining us over the phone, you know him from the Food Network, Holiday Baking Championships, Kid Baking Championships, the Big Duff and Buddy Battle. Now, Duff Goldman and his puppet crew explore the science behind your favorite dishes and desserts. Good morning and thanks for joining us, Duff Goldman. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Wonderful. Fantastic. I've been seeing the commercials for Duff's Happy Fun Bake Time. It looks unbelievable.
I think you're going to dig it, man. It's really fun. It's really silly. So it's a baking show, or a cooking show, because we do savory food, too. And it takes place in, like, a magical fantasy bakery where me and my puppet friends, we cook, we bake, we go on adventures, and we explore the science of cooking and why things happen. You know, so, like, we talk about, like, you know, what do eggs do in cake batter, right? Or why is pasta shaped the way that it is for the different sauces that you're going to pair with? And what's neat is, like, all the science is real, all the cooking is real. The kids are super fascinated, but so are the adults. And when we were filming, you know, I'd be in there, and we would do a scene, you know, talking about science, and, like, afterwards, like, you know, all the crew guys would be coming up and be like, wow, I never knew that pasta was shaped depending on what kind of sauce you're going to pair with. You know, it's really, really cool.
Now, you got together with the Jim Henson Company. Who came up with this concept?
So I was in my apartment, and I was baking a babka, and I was watching Sesame Street, and I started thinking about, like, I wonder how Sesame Street would explain how to bake a babka. You know, because, like, Sesame Street, like, the way that they explain stuff is just really cool. It's beautiful. And so I was like, man, I wonder what that would look like. And so I started, like, writing an episode, and then it kind of turned into its own show. And then I came up with a bunch of characters, and so I was like, cool. So I wrote a whole episode. I brought it to the Jim Henson Company, and I was like, hey, what do you think? And they were like, yeah, this looks great. But the only, like, I thought, like, it would be an actor playing, you know, the chef in the show. And they were like, no, it has to be you. I was like, I'm not an actor. I'm like a cake decorator, you know. And so they were like, no, it's got to be you. So that was it. And they went for it.
So did you assist with some of the creation of the characters, or did you just kind of let them run with it?
So what I did was I actually kind of, like, drew some sketches of what I thought some of the characters would look like. Like, the sous chef, is her name is Couscous, and she is built of old kitchen parts. And I kind of drew a picture. And they brought it to the Jim Henson Creature Shop where they build all the puppets, and they went to town. And, you know, they, like, I wasn't giving these guys direction. I was like, I think they might look like this, but you guys are the experts. Do your thing. And so, you know, a few months later, they invited me to the creature shop, and I showed up, and all the characters that I sort of came up with, here they were in real life, all looking at me. It was amazing.
So how is it working with puppets and talking machines as opposed to having people? Does it get a little complicated at times?
You know, at first, I was really nervous about it, but the thing is, like, the puppeteers that we got, they're so good. These are some of the best puppeteers in the world. I mean, they work on Muppets. They work on The Dark Crystal. I mean, any puppet show, you know, that you've seen, you know, these guys have been working on. And what they do is they really bring these puppets to life. So when I'm standing there and I'm talking to Slater the Sloth, who lives in the ceiling, or we have a Chesapeake Bay blue crab named Edgar, who lives in the bakery, or, like, our mixer Dizzy is an elephant who mixes everything with their trunk. Like, when I'm talking to them, I'm talking to the puppet, because the puppet is absolutely has come to life, you know. I'm not thinking about, oh, there's a puppeteer operating this. Like, you know, these guys, they're incredible physical actors where they're making these puppets, like, emote and move. But they're also really good at improv and really good at voices. I mean, they really bring these puppets to life.
Now, you've got 6 half-hour episodes that get underway, starting tonight on Discovery Plus. And what are we going to be looking for today?
I'm sorry, I can't hear it. It's like all this weird interference.
Yeah, there is something going on there. You have 6 half-hour episodes, they get underway tonight on Discovery Plus. What are we getting into tonight?
Well, they all come out at once, so you can binge them.
Oh.
I think the first episode is the pasta episode.
Okay.
But yeah, watch them all. If you like ice cream, watch the ice cream episode. It's really good.
Now, when you got done with your filming, did you go home and maybe walk into your own kitchen and think, why aren't these appliances talking to me? Did you have any bad dreams or anything?
I don't know what's going on. There's like a crazy static.
There is. I'm getting it on my end as well. But, so we get going on Discovery Plus, and that's a great combination. Your puppets and Discovery Plus starting today.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it's a really good show. And one of the coolest things about the show is the music. The music is really good. It's not like annoying kid show music. It's like actually like it's good. I think you'll dig it.
Who put the music together?
So my sous chef, Jeff, my real life sous chef, is also a singer-songwriter. And so he would show up every episode with all the ingredients that I needed. He plays my grocer. And so when he shows up, he pulls out his guitar and will like sing a song about like whatever we're doing. And then we also had some like music producers that were making all the music for the show. And I sent them like all my favorite bands, and I was like, "Here, make it sound like this," and they did, and it's really good.
Wow! Wow! So, so you get to stream it yourself, and congratulations on you said you just had a new arrival besides the puppets and other appliances.
Yeah, my wife and I just had a baby. She is 3 months old. Her name is Josephine, and man, I don't know why I waited so long to have kids. It's just absolutely life-changing. It just, you know, I didn't think that I had the capacity for this much love inside of me.
Wow. Well, we sure appreciate you and watch you often and frequently on the Food Network, and everybody can jump on to Discovery Plus and stream all the fun that goes on with Duff Goldman, Puppet Friends, Duff's Happy Fun Bake Time. It looks like way too much fun.
It really is. I can't believe it. This is my job.
Well, Duff, it was good to meet you over the phone, and thanks for spending time with us this morning, and good luck on the run.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And you can find more on Duff's Happy Fun Bake Time. That's going to be streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus starting today. Duff Goldman and his puppet crew explore the science behind your favorite dishes and desserts.